KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm KFSR Fresno State Sports Report producer Kevin Kirsten. Eddie Hughes and Jim Bartko aren't with us today, but we'll be back next week. We've got a great show for you today. Coming off a Fresno State third place Mountain West finish at the Outdoor Track and Field Championships, the best finish Fresno State had since joining the conference in 2013, we have Fresno State head coach Scott Windsor, distance running specialist, two-time outdoor All-Mountain West selection, and multiple Fresno State school record holder, Anna Marie Schwanz, and also school record holder, three-time All-Mountain West and 2015 400-meter hurdle Mountain West champion, Kyra Johnson. Before we get into things, I want to start off first by congratulating you two on qualifying for the NCAA championships taking place at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon, June 8th through the 11th of this month. You guys are the only two Bulldogs advancing to the championships to represent Fresno State. Kyra, this is back-to-back years for you now?
Yeah, fortunately.
And how does it feel to be going back?
It feels unreal. I wasn't sure if I could do it. It was a struggle, but it's awesome, you know.
And Anna Marie, this is the first time?
Yes, that's the first time individually.
You seem to be running your best. How excited are you to be going there for the first time?
Yeah, well, this year has been going from the start pretty much, and it's really exciting going there and finally racing in Eugene. And yeah, I think it will be really good.
I just wanted to read off a couple stats for you. So your indoor season of this year, your 1 mile school record, 4:47.13, 3,000 meter school record of 9:39.36, distance medley record, 11:18.45, and bronze medalist at the Mountain West Indoor Championship for the 1 mile. Mm-hmm. Outdoor season, 1,500 meter school record, 5,000 meter school record, third at the Mountain West Championships, Mountain West gold 1,500 meter, and 5,000 meter bronze. Winner at the Stanford Twilight. That's five school records. And number two all-time in both the outdoor 800 meter and 3,000 meter?
Yes. Uh-huh. Correct.
That is quite a resume here at Fresno State. But what's different this year? What are you doing or how do you feel this year that you're running your best?
Well, it's just, you know, running is more like a continuous thing. And it's not that 1 year where you train really hard. It's been the last 8-9 years where I've been just training really hard and it's finally coming all together and the workouts, everything has just been going great. And in school, if everything fits and goes well, then it's just motivating and you're excited every day to run. Everything is paying off this year.
I know, I see that. I just wanted to say that. Now, you're originally from Neuruppin,
yes.
Germany?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
And it's a small town in Brandenburg, Germany, northwest of Berlin.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And how long have you been in the United States now?
It's been my fourth year now. Yeah, I came right after high school, 2012. So it's been 4 years right now in Fresno.
Did you come here by yourself?
I was the only one from my family. I came with another German distance girl, Stella. But unfortunately, she's not here anymore. But so it was the two of us coming together.
So you didn't come solely by yourself, but you don't have family in this area, correct?
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been running long distance? Was it in your family growing up, or did you just realize that you loved running and decided to start competing in long distance?
Well, I've always done multiple sports. My family is very active in all kinds of things. Like we go hiking a lot and biking and just skiing, just a lot of outdoor sports. And I mean, I've been doing track and field maybe sixth grade, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But then real distance running, focusing on the distance, probably starting in ninth grade. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I looked at the annual weather in Brandenburg, and the summer peaks like around 81 degrees, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it rains a lot. It tends to rain a lot. Now, the highs here in Central California are upper 90s or hundreds. As you know, it's going to be 102 today.
Mm-hmm.
Was it hard making the adjustment to such a temperature difference as far as like running is concerned?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at home, I can run any time of the day. If I feel like in the morning, I'm going to go in the morning. If not, I'm going in the afternoon. I just could decide whenever. And here, really, I need to look up the weather and see, okay, I have to run before 9 o'clock in the morning unless, or it's going to be very hot. It was a little different.
And it doesn't stop. Once it hits noon,
yeah,
then it goes to like 5. So you miss all that time. You have to wait, like you said, early morning or late at night. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
I can't imagine. Yeah. Now, Coach, when you have athletes coming from international climates, is there a particular attention that you pay to these athletes that are not used to these conditions? Can you talk about the precautions for their running or overall safety that, like, through adapting or getting acclimated to these conditions, is there something that you guys pay attention to when they come over at first?
We mainly work out in the morning. Get into cross country and in the fall, they work out like 6 a.m. before it gets hot. And that's for all distance runners, not just international. But we want to watch out for the safety and well-being of all the distance runners. Running in this kind of a temperature that it's, you know, 104 today would not be good for any of them. So we do a pretty good job in the distance. Sean did a pretty good job of, you know, working out in the morning. They know that. Distance runners generally know that it's going to be early mornings. Schedule your classes at earliest one is 8 a.m. and then get it out early.
Now, Anne-Marie, in your 1500 meter, I was looking at some of the times and some of the performances you had. Is there like a strategy that, not the first 300, sorry, the first 500, is there a strategy about, you know, coming out strong and then kicking it up in the last 500? Is that usually like a game plan, or is it more like dictated by the pace of like that individual event and like who's running it against you at the time?
Definitely. So it depends what kind of race it is. Definitely. If it's a conference meet or any championship type of meet, it tends to go out a little slower and it's more like a kicking race. That's what it was at conference too, that we went out very slow, and that's why the first 300 meters or the first 700 meters really were fairly slow. And then the next 400 meters was a 69. And then my last one was a 62, I believe. And those races tend to do that you run out, start slow, and then just kick hard the last 200-300 meters. But then when you have, for example, the Stanford Twilight, where you have pacers for you, so those races are just meant to be fast and that you hit your good times, and it's not a lot about scoring, it's just about hitting very fast time. And you want to make sure that you don't lose the front pack, or that you don't lose any front people, that they're not running away and you're not paying attention in the middle part, that you always stay close to the front, definitely, and then feel good and run hard the last 300 meters.
You qualified for the NCAAs coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
And you qualify with the 1500 meter,
yes,
with the win in that.
Yeah.
You decided not to start in the 5000 meter because mm-hmm. of that early qualification. So was that more a preservation strategy for the upcoming championships, just to keep your legs fresh? And was that a joint decision by you and Coach Windsor here?
Yeah, well, it was definitely. We declared the 5000 just to make sure I get one event through all the way to the final round of the Nationals. And I knew, okay, when I hit the 1500, I won my heat, I knew, okay, I'm good now. And just this whole week was already kind of tough, I guess, with the whole weather delay. And so we didn't want to push it too hard. And then Coach Windsor and my individual coach, Sean, we all decided together and that it's better not to race the 5000 anymore.
Yeah, Mother Nature doesn't care about what schedule the events you have, huh?
Yeah, definitely not. No, not in Kansas.
Oh, man.
No.
I kept watching. I was like, they're not racing again.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch gears now. I'm going to go to Kyra and a little different event, 400 meter hurdle. That's your specialty.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised here in California.
Yep.
You were born in Santa Barbara, am I right?
Yeah.
And living in Santa Rosa.
And I lived in Santa Rosa my whole life. It's a lot cooler there than here.
Yeah. Cooler how? Temperature-wise or just cooler atmosphere?
No.
Definitely. You're in your senior year here, making the track and field championships again for the second year straight. Do you feel good going into this year, or do you feel like you're ready to go for your last run?
Yeah, actually. Like,
as a bulldog?
As a bulldog. I feel good. My body actually feels pretty good instead of falling apart like it did last year. But I don't know. I'm just excited to go out with a bang as my last season as a bulldog.
Yeah,
kind
sure.
Kind of unreal.
You ran this year on the final day, you ran like 58.03, correct? In the last run? No, I know. We're not going to stay on it long. I just wanted to get in your head. Getting bested by 1/100th of a second.
I still don't think that was real.
1/100th. Yeah, I want to hear what you. 1/100th of a second. Did you think that you had it? Or was
did.
It a surprise to you that she edged you out just by that small margin? I didn't get to watch it. So was it more of a, she was neck and neck with you the whole time? Or was it a gradual, like she came out of nowhere and you were like, oh.
To me, I didn't hear anybody running the whole time. I was just kind of, I felt like I was just running by myself. But I remember coming down the back stretch, and I know San Diego State, they're always really loud when they cheer, like as a team. They kind of threw me off, not like my race, but I kind of noticed, I'm like, wow, they're cheering really loud, but I didn't hear anybody next to me. But I don't know, I went through the line, and that's when I saw she was right there, and I was like, I think I held her off. But then I looked at the time, I looked up at the Megatron, I was just like, whatever, man. Whatever, get it out of my face.
Hey, that's all right, because prior to that, you ran a personal best, 57.85.
Yeah, at Kansas.
For the school record, but you had the school record, you know, to solidify your spot in Eugene. Okay.
It took me 4 years to get that school record, man.
Well, hey, you got it, though. So can you talk about some of the factors that it takes to put together a time like that? What are you thinking before the race in the blocks? Because I don't know the mind of a hurdler. I don't know what it takes. You know, there's a commercial that Nike does, and it's a golfer, and all the things that are going through his head before he tees up, all the things he's thinking of. Hey, can you just like walk us through like all the things that you're thinking of as a runner and a hurdler getting off the blocks? Is there steps in between the hurdles? Can you just let us get into your mind a little bit about that?
Okay, I'm not going to get into too much detail with like the number of steps, but when it comes down to it, Coach Baptista and I, we practice a lot the first 5 hurdles so that my stride pattern is on, so that I make sure I keep, you know, hitting each hurdle with my dominant leg so that it's not off balance or anything. And so I feel like really confident in that when I do it. So I usually don't worry about that in my races. I'm in the blocks, I'm like, okay, all I have to do is just do what I normally do. It's more of a mindset change, I think, that made the big time drop. I just decided, you know, it's my last year. I can't be afraid, because for the most part, I would just be afraid that if I got out too hard, like if I ran too fast in the first 200, that I would just die and then I wouldn't be able to finish. But through my workouts and, you know, my training, I trusted it before, but I just kind of had struggles like trusting myself with it. And so I just got rid of that fear and just ran, and it paid off.
You pull double duty. You run the 4x400 with the relay team, and your twin sister is on the team as well, right?
Yeah, she is.
Does that help you in your training, having your sister training with you and pushing each other?
It's funny because we usually would the last 3 years we've been training together, but this last season, our schedules didn't match up, so we didn't practice at the same time. So I don't know, I probably practice together like once or twice a week.
Is there any like family barbecue sprints out on the street, like between the two of you guys? You know,
back
splitting
the
family down the middle.
Yeah, now when we go home, we're like, don't say track. Like, we're just trying to get through the day.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. For Coach Windsor, you've been here for 8 years now. What's the pride that you have of your team that you finished, you know, third in the Mountain West, and it's the best finish since joining the Mountain West? What's the sense of pride you have for the girls here in the studio and just the team overall of the accomplishments this year?
Well, I think these two ladies sitting with us right now represent what our team's all about. And we talk a lot about, we don't really talk a lot about winning. We talk a lot about being the best you can be, whatever that level may be. You know, some kids, it's not this level. It's not the NCAA level. But it's very, very important that each one of our athletes strives to be the best they can be personally. And these two are very good examples of that. Kyra hit it a little bit. She talked about trust in herself and just trusting her workouts. And I think Anna Marie would agree 100% that an athlete, to get to this level especially, has to trust what they've done in their workouts. At some point, put themselves on the line with a chance to fail in any particular race. But I couldn't be more proud of both teams, men and women, at the Mountain West Conference Championships. We have a great group of ladies. We have a great group of guys. We don't have problems away from track, any big deal. I know we work hard in the classroom. We work hard on the track. And I've told them numerous times I couldn't be more proud of two teams in my entire career.
Speaking of academic accomplishments, Anna Marie, recently you received, this is the longest title I've ever seen in my life, but 2016 College Sports Information Directors of American Academic All-District Women's Track and Field and Cross Country Team Distinguished International Student Award for your GPA of 3.657
Yeah.
in civil engineering. How important was that to you to still perform in the classroom as well as on the track?
Yeah, definitely. I was always a big academic achiever, I guess. but yeah, it was definitely probably the higher priority to also get a very good academic degree and be actually able to do something with it after I'm all done with running. But of course, with the support around or the coaches and my team, and it was definitely very helpful to work around my busy schedule off school so I can be good in both things and not only in running or in school. And I think for me, school is very important to me. It was also like if I would have not performed well in school, I think it would have reflected in the same way in running. So it was kind of working together.
Hand in hand.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I congratulate you on that accomplishment. It's something to be proud of.
Thank you.
It's not something that a lot of students actually get to achieve. So I congratulate you on that. Also, I want to talk about Warmer Dam Field. We all know that, you know, the renovations are being done to the field, and the renovations to the field have been done. I think the last time was when Dutch Warmer Dam was pole vaulting with bamboo, but
close.
It hasn't been that long, but it's been since 89. The last time it was resurfaced. Just talk with us a little bit about how important that is to get that track renovated and how important it is for the athletes coming here to Fresno State.
It's very important, you know, I think. And to be, if I can back up just a little bit, to be honest with you, you know, the student athletes and Kyra and all of our seniors to come to Fresno State and commit to the program and commit to Fresno State and hang with us, couldn't be more proud. It's disappointing for the seniors who are heading out, but it's fantastic. It's going to be a beautiful facility. It's going to help in many, many ways. You know, we'll be able to get on a track and do track workouts without the fear of lower leg injuries and pain a little bit more often, which was a true and real situation before. Mm-hmm. And it's scheduled to be completed early to mid-September. You know, the two people to thank are Dr. Castro and Jim Barco.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Castro, I think he'd been on campus literally days, and he came out to the track and spoke to both men and women's teams in person and let them know that he was going to do everything he could do and work diligently to make that happen. And he's definitely done so.
He's definitely making a lot of changes around here, and they're all for the better at this university. And now with Jim Barco coming in, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things that are done to make sure that these facilities are taken care of to the best of their abilities and make sure the athletes have all the opportunities they can. Now, speaking of the athletes having all the opportunities you can, that has to boost up the ability to bring in more quality athletes that they see a new renovated field, correct? So it's going to work hand-in-hand with preventing injuries for athletes, giving them a place that they're able to train and feel good about and have all the best facilities, and also boost our performances in this Mountain West Conference so we can go back to winning back-to-back-to-back. You know, hopefully bringing in some good athletes. That helps.
Can you add any more pressure? Just check.
No. No pressure. You got it, coach. Just touch on that a little bit. That does make it a little easier to bring in more students to get this program back on top again,
sure.
Correct?
Sure. It will definitely make a difference. You know, through the recruiting process over the years, we would be in the hunt with some very, very good athletes and, you know, bring them to campus and show them around and try to skirt the track and show them everything. But
how did that happen?
Well, yeah,
I mean, how did you get around that?
And once they came to campus and we'd have great conversations with parents and great conversations with them, they'd kind of fall off. But yeah, it will definitely help in a recruiting process. You know, I think along with that is just an atmosphere at Fresno State now with, again, Dr. Castro and Jim Barco and the direction that Fresno State is moving. It's a pleasure to be a part of. And I think our staff, myself, can go out and have more confidence when we're sitting in somebody's living room that the program is being supported and they want to see us succeed. So we're excited. We're excited about where we're going. We're excited about Fresno State in general. Yeah, I think it'll show.
Fresno State Magazine did a story on it, and I was reading how you had to transport the athletes. You got to drive to Veterans Memorial Stadium, and then you got to drive back, you know, and then that's an hour of time that you just lost that you could be training. And with class scheduling and things like that, so I think it's going to free up. Kyra, I see you shaking your head, and I know you're on your way out, but how was that? Did it make it difficult with your classes getting everyone there, especially when you were being on a relay team? Was it harder to get everyone there on the same page at the same time?
Yeah, definitely. It was really inconvenient. But, I mean, it was good to have the shuttles, but I just ended up driving. It didn't work with my schedule.
Yeah.
And it was hard to, you know, really work out with my group sometimes, not just because of, like, the whole scheduling thing with the track and, you know, not being able to have that. Our schedules in general this semester, like, our practice time was earlier. It was 10. And we usually practice, like, in prior years, we'd practice from 2 to 6. So this time we were, like, 10 to 2. So everyone's schedules were all weird, and we couldn't, you know, some classes are only offered in the morning.
Yeah.
So some classes, you know, some people, they could not come to practice 3 days a week with the rest of the crew. But it worked out.
You always find a way to make things work, but fortunately now we have new facilities, and for the future student athletes that are coming to Fresno State, then they will be in good hands and on good facilities, you know. So, Coach, when are you guys leaving for Eugene?
We'll be leaving early next week. I'm leaving
Tuesday.
Monday. The athletes and the rest of the staff are leaving Tuesday. There's a mandatory head coaches meeting that you can't miss on Tuesday. Didn't want to be late for it, so I'm going to make sure that I'm not late for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be a good start, right? How much practice do you do up to the big show? Do you have some athletes that you're looking forward to competing against? Do you have certain things, routines, or superstitions you go through for like a big event? Is there anything like that that we don't know about?
Well, for me, I think I always have a certain workout. I always do. It's been working all season. I do that usually 2-3 days before the race, and then I just take it easy for 2 days. And with a competition, I usually don't look that much in the lists.
You're just not eyeing people up from across the field, right?
No, I don't know. I just step on the line and I talk with my coach, and just, I mean, he tells me who's there, but I usually don't go on the list and see, oh, how, what place am I right now? And I think that would just freak me out a little bit. So I usually just go on the line and race my race and then compete hard and just
Tyra,
do it.
The same with you. You have anything that you do before, like pre-race rituals or anything like that before you're about to go?
Well, I mean, usually I just like to meditate and pray a little bit.
Okay.
Try to ease my mind and try to get my mind, body, and soul all together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It took a while. You know, I think that's what kind of made me turn from just a regular athlete to a better athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, I'm like Anne-Marie in that way. I just don't look at the list. I mean, everyone knows who's number one. I mean, I'm not going to try to be like, oh, she's number one, I hope something happens to her. Like, it's not like
that.
No,
I hope not.
But you'd be surprised. You would be surprised.
Do tell. No.
It's funny. Nobody on our team that I've heard of are really, like, malicious like that. But
yeah. You'd
be surprised, I'm telling you.
So you just go out and you run your race. Do you have any music that gets you in the zone? Or are you just calm and meditating and, say a prayer?
We're not supposed to have headphones or anything, so I don't like to train with music because I'm not gonna be able to compete.
Okay.
So, but I mean, like, on the car ride there, I'll just put on, I don't know, it depends if I'm feeling like aggressive or if I just want to feel relaxed.
All right. You feeling aggressive this year? Come on, this is the year.
Depends on the weather too.
Mm-hmm. But hopefully the weather is a lot better than it was in Kansas, you know.
Anything's going to be better than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tornado warning?
Well, you're right in the middle of Tornado Alley, so I mean, but...
Great place for a meet.
You know what? I wish you guys all the best, or gals all the best. Like you said, you just run your race, and you guys have been great examples for student athletes coming through here in years coming up. And I know the Red Way is going to be behind you in Eugene, so you're not going to be running there by yourself. We'll be backing you the whole way, and so I will be watching with a hopeful eye, and I know the Red Way will be behind you. So I appreciate you guys coming in today. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks again to our guests, Fresno State track and field head coach Scott Windsor and Anne-Marie Schfons and Kyra Johnson. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.